With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Once a niche sport, rock climbing is emerging as a cultural and economic force in the U.S. Award-winning documentaries and the inclusion of climbing in the 2020 Olympics have played a role, but so have opportunities to bring up the next generation of climbers. The Bozeman climbing team stood out at the national competition this summer and is preparing for its first of the season competition in Billings this week. At the Spire Climbing Gym in Bozeman, teenagers walk up to a wall covered in colorful plastic holds. Some of them look like giant melted gumdrops. Others are little nubs just big enough for a toe or the tips of the climber's fingers. Since they're bouldering, the teens climb without ropes. Falling is part of the process, and each time it happens, a little cloud of chalk dust rises into the air.
Do your parents ever worry when they come to watch you at competitions?
My grandma does, more than anything. She'd prefer that I did ballet, but my parents don't worry too much.
17-year-old Ellie DeCola is one of the athletes on the Bozeman climbing team. This summer, the team sent 5 athletes to the Sport and Speed Youth National Championships in Pennsylvania. 10-year-old Wilson Whitley placed 2nd in his age group, earning him a spot on the USA Nationals team. Spire's head route setter and youth team coach Taylor Fragomeni says the sport's popularity has exploded in the last few years.
It used to be this like weird fringe sport, and now everyone knows that it's a thing. It's also just kind of fun community-wise, and the field of play is constantly changing. It's like not the same game every time. You're always on different routes and boulders that are challenging you in new and different ways. So that adaptability factor is really fun and unique as well.
Nearly 8 million people in the U.S. climbed at least once outside or in a gym in 2017, according to a report from the Outdoor Foundation. And the Climbing Business Journal reports the number of climbing gyms across the nation grew about 12% last year. Bozeman is part of that trend. Spire opened in 2004 and built an add-on in 2015. It plans to open a 2nd facility in 2020 to meet growing demand. Fragomeni says summer camps for kids and competitive teams have played a role in grooming the next generation of climbers. Aubrey Johnson took home 37th at the national climbing competition this summer. Fragomeni says Johnson just started her freshman year at the University of Utah and will try out for the college climbing team.
How do you coach for something that's so variable? It's not like track where it's like, well, run harder.
We try to really individualize based off of what each kid needs, especially on these higher level teams. Like, some people need to work on technique more and some need to work on strength more. And a lot of the undertones of it are mental too.
She says she and the other coaches try to help the athletes learn how to stay calm under pressure and have fun. A lot of the athletes say they enjoy both the mental and physical challenges of climbing. Some of them, like 14-year-old Claire Schaub, started climbing with their parents when they were kids.
What does it feel like when you're on the wall, getting some, you know, working on something that seems really challenging or tough?
It can be frustrating at times, but then when I like finally do it, I feel like a superhero. So it's pretty fun. I like the whole process.
Ben Browning, 17, says he likes climbing because it forces him to focus on that one hold or whatever challenge he's trying to overcome. Everything else just melts away.
Especially like comps, like you don't hear anything else around you because there's people cheering for you and cheering for other people that are also climbing, and you usually don't hear anything.
Browning says he moved from Utah to Bozeman this summer. It was the 2nd time he moved in 2 years.
I know, it's been nice because I can find a community wherever I move to.
14-year-old Clara Dombrowska also talked about the community aspect. She plays 31st in her age division at the national competition this summer.
Climbing is like a unique sport in general, but then like I get to meet so many people and go to so many like cool places. And I guess that's like why I've been doing it for so long.
The Bozeman climbing team will be competing in the Montana Bouldering Championships youth portion Saturday at Steep World Climbing Gym in Billings. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.